The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Mother's Day. And happy Ascension Thursday, Sunday. And we celebrate today the Ascension of the Lord, which I kind of feel bad for all the mothers today. They kind of get trumped on this a little bit. But when we look at Ascension Sunday, a lot of times we wonder, well, what's the big deal about it? Okay, he sent it into heaven. Okay, goes up into heaven and he's sitting on his throne. Good for him. You know, that's the way we think. But when we look at what happens with this Jesus, he sits on his throne of authority. Again, we think, big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. The throne that he sits upon isn't your normal throne that you would think of. You see, as human beings, we always picture God with the lightning bolt. The God who is ruling, right, ready to condemn really quick on us, right? Kapowie, kapowie, he's going to get us. And you look at all the humanity. You look at all the different religions that have ever existed. We've always had this demeaning God, this God who is over us, lording his power over us. And by golly, if you don't do what he says, he's going to squash you like a grape. Right? And that's the way we view God. We never see a God when we look at the Bible or Scripture. We never see Jesus holding the lightning bolt or the big mallet about to crush our heads. That's not the Christian God. So what's about this God who takes a seat at the right hand of the Father? Well, in Jesus Christ, we discover that Jesus Christ is a merciful God, our just judge, the one who seats himself on the throne on high, is the one who died on the cross for us. That's pretty awesome. We got a God who is willing to be seated and to be raised up on the other throne, the throne of the cross. That gives us courage to approach this other throne on the altar when we receive him in the Eucharist, to come to him, that he would listen to our prayers, that he would take into our heart all that is into his heart all that is in our heart. That's a merciful God. That he would listen to our prayers especially here on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.